I think something that probably every parent wonders before they first start disciplining their kids is you kind of wonder about this idea, okay, well, how do you spank? Like, what sort of advice? What do I do? I remember when our son Zeph was being born, and he's starting to get to that age, and I'm just thinking, okay, I remember asking the question, and in hindsight, it sounds like a stupid question, but I had never spanked my child before, and I just said, I remember asking someone at the church who had raised kids or very godly, I said, so what do you do after you spank the child? And like, Do you talk to them? Like, what do you do? And it's pretty basic and it makes sense, but I had just never done it. And basically, number one, when you spank your kids, there is a specific place in the body that God has provided that has a lot of cushioning that provides pain and no injury. And I believe that there's a reason why God created that part of your body for that purpose, to discipline and spank your child, because there is no injury when you spank that part of your child. It leaves a red mark and then it's gone in like 10 minutes, right? If you cannot control your temper, then you need to wait as a parent until you can to discipline your kids, because you should not spank out of rage where you're just going to lose it. You need to make sure that your emotions are under control. And what you do is you spank the appropriate amount of times based on what they did, and then what you do is you hug them, you say you love them, and you explain why they got the spanking. And other parents would say the same thing as me. 99% of the time, they immediately hug and say, I'm sorry, Daddy. Right? That's what the kids do. So you spank under control, the specific place in the body that God has provided, and you make sure you hug them and you explain and talk to them. You don't want these emotions to be going further, because that's the thing about spanking. It's dealt with immediately, and then the situation is gone and those emotions are gone. Look, if you spank your child and then just say, now get away from me, you're messing up majorly, because you're going to develop this. I mean, your kids are going to start to cry, and you're going to develop this attitude with your kids where they're going to get bitter and mad at you because of how you're doing it. Spanking is not fun, but the way you do it is you spank, you hug, you explain, you say that you love them, and that's how you do it.